AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A strong GDP number for the third quarter, the U.S. economy expanding at a 4.3% annual rate. Consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. Nonetheless, Mike Kempen reports consumer confidence continues to sag amid concerns over prices and the impact of tariffs.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index fell nearly 4 points this month to 89. That is close to the 85 reading in April, when Trump rolled out his import taxes on U.S. trading partners. A measure of American short-term expectations for their income, business conditions, and the job market remains stable, but well below 80. That is the marker that can signal a recession ahead. It was the 11th straight month that reading has come in under 80. I'm Mike Kempen.
Still, that GDP report gave Wall Street a boost. The S&P rose 0.5%, closing at yet another all-time high. The Dow gained 91 points, about 0.2%. The Nasdaq rose 0.6. The Justice Department has released another tranche of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein, tens of thousands this time, include multiple mentions of President Trump, including flights on Epstein's private jet, but so far appear to add little new. Meanwhile, Karen Shamas has the latest on the Russia-Ukraine war.
Officials say Russia fired more than 650 drones and 36 missiles at Ukraine in a large-scale attack overnight into Tuesday that killed at least three people. The bombardment came a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said progress in U.S.-led peace talks is quite solid. Meanwhile, the killing of a general in Moscow follows a series of assassinations that Russia blames on Ukraine. Lieutenant General Fanil Salvarov was killed on Monday morning after an explosive device detonated underneath his car in southern Moscow. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News. An update on a jail escape. Julie Walker has it.
Authorities say three inmates who escaped from a county jail outside Atlanta have been recaptured. The U.S. Marshals Service confirming Tuesday that the men were apprehended in Florida after breaking out early Monday morning. The escape was discovered during a routine security check at the DeKalb County Jail. Officials have not disclosed how the escape was carried out. The inmates range in age from 24 to 31, with the youngest charged with murder and armed robbery. The other two inmates face charges that include armed robbery and arson. I'm Julie Walker.
13 games on today's NHL schedule before that league takes a three-day Christmas break. The NBA has 14 games, but they'll be back with five on Christmas Day. The NFL will have a trio on Christmas. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.